Nigeria goes into lockdown, and it's putting the hurt on ministry. The cyclone may have missed Burma, but they're not out of the woods yet. And ministry leaders are going back to the basics while moving forward in Latin America. Confused? We'll clear it up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nigeria has added curfew to its state of emergency. Adamawa, Yobe, and Borno states are covered in that. Brittany Tedesco is the Africa Director of Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, she explains.
The curfew is from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening. That, as you can imagine, is really affecting their work.
Last month, the fight got personal in Adamawa. Terrorists burned 3 homes, mission stations, with a ministry they're helping. However,
this ministry is committed to moving forward despite the danger that they're in right now. They have reached 2 new tribes with the gospel.
Christian Aid Mission is working to relocate the headquarters in safer territory. Despite the danger, it's clear God is answering prayer.
None of these missionaries have been harmed. There's 183 missionaries working with this ministry. None of them have been harmed or killed.
They're risking everything to go and make disciples. Will you pray with them?
Pray for the Lord's hand on this ministry to give discernment to the ministry leader and also just for protection for these brave missionaries.
Meanwhile, over the next few weeks, Open Doors team members will be traveling to some of the most dangerous areas in northern Nigeria. They're taking help to Christians affected by Boko Haram attacks. Boko Haram is an Islamic terrorist group targeting believers and attempting to make all of Nigeria an Islamic state. The team's reaching out to survivors of the attacks with emergency supplies and spiritual comfort. We have their report in full at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Tropical storm Mahasan may have been a mere dress rehearsal for Burma's Rohingya people. The monsoon season is right around the corner. Many are worried the Rohingya's flimsy tent shelters won't hold up. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohanan.
They're barely able to put up, some bamboo sticks and put some plastic over it, some shelter. All of a sudden, the monsoon season and the flooding, everything creates such a massive problem.
GFA is preparing for at least 6 months of ongoing ministry in Burma and Bangladesh. Yohanan says the Rohingya are a priority focus for GFA's efforts. Pray GFA workers can show the Rohingya that there's still a reason to hope.
The only thing that can really bring any kind of hope for people in times of despair, it is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Go to missionnetworknews.org to help the Rohingya through GFA. Next, while Christians in the West celebrated Easter March 31st, it's celebrated in Russia on May 5th. And while that was a couple of weeks ago, children in Russia were able to celebrate the resurrection of Christ just last week. SOAR International Ministry sent a team to Russia. Last week, they teamed up with churches to help provide Easter baskets to orphan kids and children in need. SOAR's Greg Mangione in Moscow.
We've had a great week traveling between about 8 different orphanages, from areas about 200 kilometers southeast of Moscow to the regions up around St. Petersburg area.
According to Mangione, Easter and Christmas are popular religious holidays there. That's why the orphanages opened their doors.
We've given out about 650, maybe 700 gift baskets to very happy orphans.
This week, they'll hand out another 350. If you'd like to support their gift program at Christmas and Easter, we have a link at missionnetworknews.org. And a vital conference is moving Bible translation forward in South America. Wycliffe Bible Translator says the Leaders Moving Forward event is an important time of collaboration. Over 20 leaders from 5 South American countries met in Uruguay earlier this month to talk about Bible translation. They were able to develop strategies and encourage their fellow leaders. Pray this fellowship would continue as these leaders work to grow together in South America. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your best gift. It features some brand new songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll give you a copy. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.